AI narrated audio generated from Sharemaestro Market Research. Full article. Packaging Corp of America finishes at the high as 5.3 million share week confirms renewed demand. PKG gained 9.1% in the week to 24 July, closing at $254.4, virtually on its 52-week high, with participation running 1.6x the 13-week average. Research brief. Packaging Corp of America delivered one of the stronger weekly moves in U.S. consumer cyclical, rising 9.1%, while the broader sector fell 1.8%. The stock remains in an active weekly trend signal, has a 13-week active streak, and sits 14.6% above its trend line. But the 33.0% premium to Sharemaestro fair value and 11 recent reversal markers keep the setup from being one-sided. Key points. 1. PKG closed at $254.4, just below its $254.5 52-week high, and at 99.9% of its yearly range. 2. The latest week's 9.1% gain came on 5.3 million shares, equal to 1.6x the 13-week average and 1.3x the 52-week average. 3. The weekly trend signal is active, with 39 active weeks out of 52 and a current 13-week streak. 4. Relative strength is strong versus U.S. consumer cyclical peers, ranking 13th out of 499 stocks for the week, in the 97.6th percentile. 5. Valuation risk has risen, with price 14.6% above the trend line and 33.0% above Sharemaestro fair value. A confirmed push to the top of the range. Packaging Corp of America ended the week to 24 July at $254.4, up 9.1%, almost exactly matching its $254.5 52-week high. The move reversed the prior fortnight's softness and lifted the stock to 99.9% of its yearly range, with follow-through still positive over 4 weeks at 5.3% and over 12 weeks at 17.4%. The important feature was participation. Volume reached 5.3 million shares, compared with a 13-week average of 3.4 million and a 52-week average of 4.0 million. That 1.6x short-term volume ratio gives the breakout week more credibility than a price-only move, although the stock is now extended versus both trend and fair value references. Sector split favors packaging, not the wider consumer cyclical group. PKG's advance stood out against a weak U.S. consumer cyclical week, where the group average return was negative 1.8% and only 36.0% of names showed active weekly trend signals. The stock ranked 13th among 499 sector peers for the week, placing it in the 97.6th percentile, while also showing positive market dynamics and positive relative strength. The industry backdrop was much healthier. U.S. packaging and containers averaged a 2.1% weekly gain, with 59.1% trend breadth, 100% positive market dynamics breadth, and 63.6% positive relative strength breadth. PKG ranked third in the 22-stock industry for the week, behind International Paper's 12.2% jump, though IP lacked an active trend signal. Carrot Packaging still leads the group's four-week cohort with a 24.6% move, but PKG's combination of trend, pressure, and volume confirmation is cleaner than many peers. Trend remains constructive, but the signal is balanced, rather than fresh. Sharemaestro's setup read is balanced, with a composite score of 69. The trend backdrop is active, and the stock has held an active state for 13 consecutive weeks. Price is 14.6% above the weekly trend line at $222.1, while the latest activity pressure read is positive at 0.83, and relative strength has improved to 10.52. There is no fresh buy signal in activity pressure, which matters after a fast move into the high. The signal state says the existing trend is intact and attracting attention, but the evidence is not a newly reset entry condition. The next test is whether pressure can stay positive while volume remains above average, rather than fading after a single high volume advance. Risk now centers on extension and reversal sensitivity. The valuation gap is the main caution. PKG trades 33.0% above Sharemaestro fair value at $191.3, leaving less room for disappointment if packaging demand, margins, or broader cyclical appetite soften. The stock is also effectively at its 52-week high, so the next few weeks will show whether buyers are willing to accept a higher range or whether the move becomes an exhaustion print. Risk data are not extreme, but they are relevant. Weekly volatility is 3.6% over both 13 and 52 weeks, with 30 positive weeks and 22 negative weeks in the past year. Average positive weeks have run 3.0% versus average negative weeks of negative 2.8%. The warnings lag is the presence of 11 reversal markers in the recent Smart Money tape, which argues for watching confirmation rather than assuming a straight continuation. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.